Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Hella Tired Podcast. I'm your host, Peruche, Bubba McComb, a.k.a. Sad Boy Shinobi, a.k.a. Willy Wonka's Wonder, a.k.a. the Substantial Substantial. Today we are joined by a very special guest, a return guest. Fans of the podcast might know him as Fresh Horseradish. People might also might know him as the vintage voyeur. Yeah. Some people might know him as the fucking the Arizona assailant.
Academic.
The Arizona academic, dude. In the fucking house. We got fucking Peter Jordan. That's back in right, this bitch, baby. How you doing, man?
The motherfucking alopecia outlaw. Whoa, the fucking, yeah, the bald baddie. Whatever you want to call
alopecia
me, baby.
Outlaw. Yeah, I like that one, bro. Okay. Yeah. Okay, you feeling yourself, dude. We're at the fucking...
I'm four beers deep at House of Comedy.
Hey, cheers, dude. Salute, yeah. I'm not four beers deep. I'm sipping on a motherfucking orange water.
Getting hydrated and that sea, baby.
Yeah, man. So we're at the green room in the House of Comedy, dude. We are out here for a show at the League of Extraordinary Comedians, and Peter went up on stage and fucking smacked this room up like he fucking should.
Did my thing.
Some wild things have happened tonight already, to be honest.
Yeah.
One of the comedians made all of the 99.9% white crowd say the N-word.
Bro, talk about a trick. That's a trick in the bag. He's like, what do you say? He goes, knock, knock. He goes, who's there?
Yeah,
and word.
Well, but here's what he says first. I'll give him his credit, dude. Raven Gregory. That was the first time I've seen him diabolically.
Yeah.
Do something in comedy, right?
Oh yeah.
He's like, all right, I'm gonna do a traditional joke. I really need you guys to be with me on this one. You guys want to hear? Well, yeah. Knock knock. Who's there? And he goes, I really need you guys to be down for this one. Like, I need you. Who's there? And he says the N-word, and they go, N-word who?
Yeah.
My mouth dropped,
bro. Like. 20% of the audience.
20% of the audience said, didn't say it. Dude, that was most of the audience.
Bro, I mean,
that was down to say the N-word.
Yeah, just down to say it. Like,
shout out to Scottsdale.
Looking,
dude,
for a reason.
Fucking crazy. And then a Middle Eastern fella went up there and fucking dismantled this place. I don't know who he was. I'm gonna find out.
Yeah, I'm fins to find out.
Yeah, I'm fins to find out. Dude, he went to an all-black high school as a Middle Eastern kid, dude, and got bullied, but he said that it was not called bullying, it was called roasting.
Yeah, great joke.
And then he said he started calling them the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Funny stuff, dude.
Good stuff. It was a good night of comedy.
God, I wish I was mixed with something, man. I get into so much more festivals, dude. I'd say so. I'd be a better comedian if I was just like.
I mean, you don't want to, like, if you're accepted to an all white festival,
dude.
Just cream corn and cottage cheese.
Yeah, the fucking Montana Mountains Music Festival with special guest Bubba McComb.
Yeah. Hey, this guy plays the jug. We got to go see him.
Have you seen his stick and ball?
Yeah, this guy is talented, bro.
Dude, it's been a while since you've been on the podcast, man.
Been a minute.
I can't remember. I mean, I don't think you were a dad yet.
No.
Were you?
No. I wasn't a dad when we were doing Rare Candy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the new, the fucking revitalized Papa Pete.
Papa Pete out
Papa
here.
Papa Pete's out here,
that's
dude.
That's right, dude.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. You guys have already heard the Welcome Back episode. If you haven't, and I decide to release this before the Welcome Back episode, welcome back, Hella Tired Podcast. It's been a long time, dude, and I've really, truly missed sitting down and talking shit. And, like, I missed the part where it's like, I don't have to have something cool as fuck lined up.
No.
The cool part is talking to the
homies.
Exactly.
This is what people want.
This is a special Rare Candy edition of the Hella Tired Podcast.
This is, yeah. Oof.
Listen, if you're hearing this right now and you've been an inkling of a fan of the Hella Tired Podcast, I will say this right now. The Rare Candy Podcast is a better podcast, dude.
It was a good time.
When me and Peter together, man, something special happens.
I don't know what it is. It's like, you the sauce, I'm the bacon. I'm the bacon, you the sauce. I literally said,
dude,
that.
You know what?
I said that two different ways.
Let's say this. Okay. This is a better analogy. You're the bacon, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sizzle. You're in there. You're releasing flavors for whatever else goes in that pan.
That's
dude.
Right. That's right. All kinds of fats.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, so you get the crispy bacon. You put it on the fucking, on the paper towel plate, right?
Yeah.
Paper towel plate, obviously, right?
Duh.
Not just on a regular paper, non-absorbable surface.
No. You put paper towel to soak up the fucking, like, the sin.
You like gangly bacon? Then skip that part, I guess. Yeah. But so you take the bacon out, right? You put it on there, too hot to eat. Too hot to handle, as you most of the time are.
Yeah.
So you let it chill, right? But then what's in the pan? The fucking bacon fat, dude. You know, my mouth is watering so bad.
For bacon fat?
You know what goes good with bacon fat, dude?
What?
The potatoes, baby. You ever have some potatoes O'Brien fried in bacon fat?
No.
You turn a fucking $4 bag into a housewife, dude. You know what I mean? You fucking throw some potatoes over O'Meadow. Potatoes O'Brien.
My mom used to put bacon fat in her beans.
Dude, well, yeah, that's standard, though. Your mom didn't learn that from her white culture.
No.
She's my like, dad. She's like, what the pushes her glass up? What's lard? Oh, okay.
My dad's like, yeah. He's like, you don't use salt. Let's use the bacon fat.
Your mom tries to cook with tallow. She just gets hit.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand.
Nah. He's like, hell no.
It's fat. Yeah, dude. I think we're baking and potatoes, dude.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we are. We going great together.
Yeah, I look like a more of a potato too.
Okay.
Yeah, you're starting to look like more of a strip of bacon, looking good, daddy.
I mean, I'm out here.
Been out there jogging, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Every time I see you jogging on Instagram, it makes me feel actually bad for myself.
Yo, I ran that half marathon last weekend. And
is that what a 5K is?
No. 5K is 2.5 miles.
Oh, shit.
A half marathon is 13.2 miles.
You ran a half marathon?
Yeah.
Holy shit, bro. Dude. I couldn't even walk a half marathon. I'd be without Gold Bond.
Yeah, and then like I was talking all this shit. I was like, yeah, I had two joints rolled in my pocket. I was like, I'm going to smoke during the marathon. I was like, nah. Yeah,
you're an idiot, Pete.
Yeah, exactly.
All you had is some sweaty-ass joints in your pocket afterwards. Fucking damp-ass
joints.
Just
some sad joints, bro.
You're smoking with the other guys that finished with you. Like, dude, this is just fire. Keeps going out. It's sticky. Is it?
Yeah, you're right. This is loud, baby.
Yeah, you're right. It's that sticky icky. It's that fucking 10-mile terp.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I mean, there's lots of updates with you, bro. You had a kid.
Had a kid.
Your kid is sick as fuck, dude. Shout out to little Bobo.
Shout out to Bo.
Dude, he's so cool.
Little Boba Fett, little Burrito. Yeah.
Dude, I've never had baby fever in my entire life, but seeing Bo, I'm like, man.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to have a little son, dude.
Shit.
Not a girl, though.
It'd be tough.
I thought China law in my house. You have a girl first, dude.
Nah. I have all my wired hangers numbered.
No. I'm not, dude. If my lady wants to keep the baby and it's a girl, that's her problem. But we're still putting it up for adoption.
Yeah.
I'm not out here to end a life, but I'm saying I'm not raising a girl first.
It'd be tough. The thing is, my dumb ass wanted to have a girl. So, like,
why, dude?
I don't know.
Do you understand what happens to girls?
They get their period?
Just like in life.
A lot of shit happens.
All the bad shit. All the shit we never have to think about. Right?
Yeah.
And then all the things you've done to girls sexually, it's going to happen to your daughter, dude.
Like them letting me have sex with them?
Yeah, or like your daughter just getting fucking rammed the back of her throat, getting pushed back, dude. Like,
I don't want to think about my fucking
exactly.
Fake daughter getting...
Even if it's a fake daughter, it's bad to think about. Yeah. I know, man. And not saying that not all girls... I mean, dude, I'm sure there's some women out there that haven't gotten their throat rammed. Or maybe not even suck the dick.
Yeah, and those women are lying. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. They're liars.
Yeah.
They're liars.
Their name will soon be. I feel loose off the water.
Yeah, you lose off that H2O.
Dude, shout out to Tara Shakespeare, dude. Ever since she gave me points on how to be a better black woman, I've been feeling fantastic, dude.
Shout out to Shakespeare.
I've been clicking. When someone asks me a dumb question, I've been answering like this. Before I start my sentences a lot lately, dude. Sometimes I hit the
You've
snap
been practicing
of the
that, shit.
That sounded good, right?
Yeah, it does sound good. Telling you clicking your nails together?
Yeah, dude. I've been feeling like Soulja Boy put my swag on, dude. Looking in the mirror saying what's up to myself.
That's such a Soulja Boy, bro. He had a resurgence of like 6 months where he could have done some shit. He could have parlayed that into a tour.
But then he tried to sell a video game system that was a scam, and then he got sued for it.
Did he get sued for it?
I'm pretty sure he lost lots of money on that. It was essentially a Super Nintendo, dude, that was relabeled as a Soulja Nintendo or a Soulja Soulja Vision, dude. What do you think Soulja Boy Vision looks like?
It's just all 2-bit, or 8-bit shit.
Everything just have a hint of money green.
Good for him, bro.
Dude, honestly, Soulja Boy, I mean, he was the first person to show us that you can make a career out of being talentless. Talentless.
He made some bangers, bro. Don't say that about Soulja Boy. You can't say that about Soulja Boy.
I didn't say he didn't. Dude, I'm not saying Gangnam Style isn't a banger either, but it's a talentless effort. Man. Think about some of the Soulja Boy lyrics, dude.
Soulja Boy tell
Soulja Boy up in this hoe. Watch me crank. Watch me roll.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I don't see
Superman
a problem.
Superman that hoe. Watch me you.
I don't see a problem.
You listen, I'm not saying it's a problem. Don't mm-hmm. do this. This is for the listeners
okay,
to
okay,
do,
okay?
Okay?
Yeah.
Twist my words and shit. I don't mean that coming from you. And if you're not able to separate someone being talentless,
I'm out here fucking litigating this conversation.
You know how many bare minimum talent people are successful in life and are rich beyond my imagination? There's plenty, dude.
Plenty.
I'm just saying. Now, if making a catchy song and recognizing what it's going to do for your career is a talent, then that's all he has.
Bro, I mean, he was like the only first, like the only guy, first guy to get popped off by MySpace. Like,
yeah.
Out here making bangers.
Making dances for songs wasn't a thing since MC Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought it back.
He brought it back, and then everyone was making fucking bangers.
I saw a kid who got beat up almost every other month in high school doing the Soulja Boy at the dance, dude. No he date, no
for
nothing.
That reason?
He just gets hyped. Anyone gets hyped,
and
dude.
And someone's like, I can't stand this guy. He's too positive.
Dude, no.
He's doing the Soulja Boy.
It was one of those things where it's like, this is potentially the only time he ever has to feel alive in front of a group of people. Because any time he tries to show himself, he gets beat up.
Oof.
But he was out there cranking it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was teeth out and everything.
He was ewing all over the place.
He was ewing. It was hilarious, dude.
Shit.
Dude, fucking middle school dances and like early high school dances were so crazy, dude.
Oh, bro.
I mean,
bro, in my middle school, we would have them in the cafeteria, and we would put construction paper over the windows, so it would just be pitch black.
Yeah,
and we're all freaking on each other.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it just smelled like sweat and pre-cum. It was like sweat and pre-cum everywhere. It
smelled like fucking body mist and tres floris at my school dances. Yeah,
it
dude.
Was like a bad Jaguar smell. It was just not. It was not good. Not good,
dude. I mean, I literally remember like having to like step away from dancing. Is like, I'm gonna come if I keep dancing with Mariana, dude. Like
Mariana.
Bro, ugly as hell.
But she could get
fatty,
down.
Fatty, though.
She could get down.
Man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mariana. I hope she's doing well, dude.
Shout out to Mariana, bro.
We're probably doing well. But I was like, I have to remove myself. Like, yeah. I don't know if this is okay. And, you know, it's like that thing where, like, you start using dances as, like, a way of, like, sexual release almost. Not, like, but, like, like all that weird started coming energy.
Touch to someone, yeah.
Bro.
I still got that.
Dance, bro, I told you the drill, man. Like, this is the first podcast I think I'm doing as, like, a taken man. Like, a real, in love, fully, like... The last podcast, yes, but I didn't get to talk
ringed
about
up.
It.
Ringed up.
I'm telling you right now, when you're really into someone, when you're really actually fucking into someone, dude, she like was kissing my neck one night. It made my taint sore. Like, you know when you jump off of something too high and you land too hard and like your taint starts hurting for a second? And you know what I mean? You've done that, right? Like you're hopping a fence too high?
Yeah, you get that taint tingle.
Dude,
yeah.
Have you ever had that fucking feeling provoked by pleasure?
No.
Dude, it was crazy. Right? And very reminiscent.
Shouts out to your lady.
My lady is amazing, dude.
she's making you bust out of your fucking taint.
That's
what
she's
doing.
Dude, the first time we hung out, I told her, like, when you were kissing my neck, I swear to God, I thought I was going to bust. Like, because, I mean, I haven't had a female affection in a long time by choice.
She's digging through your beard to get to your neck.
Like a fucking gorilla in her young. Just picking the little fucking skin flakes out of my beard.
Yeah.
Dude, shout out to Jessica, dude. My fucking Hino. She's a real one, bro.
Yeah, she's
such a real one.
She's just gorillas in the mist in your beard,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, Colombian and Mexican and white from the South Side, dude.
Whoop, whoop.
She's my down. She's my fucking down bitch food.
Yeah,
dude, and she's I think I've told you this before, but she can't hear out of one ear, and like I whisper the most fucked up shit I've ever said to anyone in her bad ear. Dude.
It's like you can't cook.
No, oh no, way worse, dude, way fucking worse. She's like, and not even never about her either, just things in general. Like I was like, as soon as I leave here tonight, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm gonna write a fucking suicide letter blaming you. Like, yeah. What did you say? Yeah. You know, like, I love you.
Yeah, you're the best.
Yeah. We have fun, dude.
Yeah, that's good.
Super Mario Party religiously, and honestly, I'd never really been into that game because I'm not taking a shot at that game. But
take the shot.
Skill only takes you so far in that game.
It's a lot of luck,
dude.
You're pissed.
Listen,
I can
man.
Tell you're pissed.
Listen,
you're pissed.
Dog. In that, okay, so for those of you who aren't familiar with Super Mario Party, you take turns, you roll a dice, however many of the dice you get, you move those spaces. After everyone has that, there's a mini game you play. And if you win the mini game, you get coins, which are very important because you have to buy stars to win. The person with the most stars at the end of the game wins, right?
It sounds stressful already.
Dog, I win mini games 80% of the time. The skill cap should be insane.
Yeah. You are the bell curve.
I am the gap. Yeah. Unless I'm pushing buttons really fast, then Jessica honestly gets me at those, which is fucking insane to me, dude. But she's a lady, so.
Yeah.
Every time. Every fucking game I win, I'm finishing with the most coins and the most minigame wins for sure. And then I just keep getting fucked over by random number generators, dude.
It sounds like life. I got my coins up,
dude,
and then this random shit happens.
I was in such a insane lead, and at the end of the game, they give bonus stars for bullshit, right?
For
not
what?
Earned.
What's bullshit?
Dude, like, if you move the fewest amount of spaces, they give you a star. Dude, it's too fucking Gen Z for me, man. No, you fucking pussy.
Everybody wins.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
She, multiple times, she has gotten 2 stars at the end of the game to fucking win. Undeserved.
But every other time, what, you win?
No. Every other time, I'm getting fucked over. I've only won, like, 3 times since you've been playing.
And she dusted you every other time?
No, she doesn't. That's the frustration. Mm. She never dusts me.
Oh, so what you're saying is she needs these little fucking boosts.
Exactly. I told her, I was like, you know what, listen. I said, we're turning bonus stars off now. I was like, we learn how to play this game, and we're gonna play it. No more fucking bonus stars.
No. Bring the bonus stars back. I like that.
No, dude.
It's a variable. It's the best.
It's an uncontrolled variable.
That's what a variable is.
It's not. Dumbass. There's controlled and uncontrolled. Come on, man. Yes.
No.
A variable can be controlled. And if it's an uncontrolled variable, then it is that. Uncontrolled variables are things you can't have any control over. Obviously, it's in the sentence.
That's what a variable is, though. A variable is like something that you can't predict. A variable, in definition, is uncontrollable.
Hey, Siri. What is an uncontrolled variable? An uncontrolled variable, a mediator variable, is the variable in an experiment that has the potential to negatively impact the relationship between independent and dependent variables, dude.
Okay.
Oh, you're good. You're good, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Young Cole in the fucking building.
Young Cole out here fucking grinding, bro.
Yeah, dude. Cole Eden, fucking shout out House of Comedy.
Cole,
legend.
What are you doing in there, bro? Oh,
jerking off.
Okay, all right.
God damn it.
Jerking off?
God damn, you and your fucking Reebok shoes.
Hey, Siri, what's a variable?
Hey, Siri, what's a variable? In mathematics, it's already not an argument.
It's already off, yeah.
Come on, Peter.
All right.
Just because you caught me up in one fucking lie, you think that's going to fucking do anything to me, dude? I lied about Velveeta one time, dude. You can't trust me now? Dude, I showed. Listen, I'm going to talk about Jessica for quite a bit in the last few first few episodes, okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Most of my funny memories have been with her so far, like, since you've heard me.
Yeah.
Me and Peter? Me and Jessica, that's it.
The three amigos.
Yeah. And I already forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay. We were talking about school dances, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay.
In 8th grade, this kid named Caesar got kicked out of our school dance.
Cesar.
Shouts out. Him and this girl named Amber, bro. Uh-huh. I mean, they were both. You know how, like, kids are, they're not special ed, but they're, like, on.
Refusing to learn.
Yeah, and they're on the spectrum of special ed.
They're dumb by decision, dude.
Yeah, like, you know, you could ride the short bus, but you're with us. You're cool enough to be with us. These two at the 8th grade dance, I mean, Amber basically got pregnant. They got kicked out because they were freaking. They're basically fucking on the floor in 8th grade. On the floor in front of everybody. Caesar's getting. He's on top of Amber. Amber's on her stomach on the floor.
On her stomach?
On her stomach.
In prison fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bro, they had just got done watching Blood In, Blood Out, and they decided to have sex.
Yeah.
On the dance floor, a.k.a. our cafeteria.
Yeah, dude.
Our teacher, fucking Mr. Not Mr. Irwin.
Come
fucking
on.
Mr. Stouffer was his name.
Okay.
Mr. Stouffer, white
shout
dude, was in the Marines.
Shout out to Stuffing.
He comes, bro, yanks Caesar, picks him up by his shirt,
yeah,
kicks him out, drags him out like a bouncer, I go outside 2 hours later when the school dances, when the school dance ends at 6 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he out there crying?
He was crying. He was upset.
Well, like, I don't even fucking, I was yeah, so close like, to coming.
He was like, having a good time, and Mr. Stover made it weird. I was like, no, you made it weird when you busted in your pants.
Yeah, dude, you don't have what's called control of yourself.
Bro, you know you're at school late when the lights come on. Like, everyone acts different at school when the lights are on. You're like, oh, shit, like, we're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, dude, but everybody out, please.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Dude, fucking school, the dancers were so funny, man. I remember, like, my prom I went to. Dude, it was such a piece of shit, man. This girl asked me to go to prom, like, right?
Okay.
I was romantic. Like, okay. I was like, but I don't have any money. Like, I've been the same person my whole life, dude. I said, I ain't got no money.
Well, 70, meet me there.
70, meet me in the parking lot, bitch.
Meet me at the prom. Yeah.
And, like, it wasn't anything. It was me and her were really good friends. Like, it wasn't like a, oh, I want you to come, like, please, like, you know, it wasn't. Yeah. It was, like, legit. She was a fucking crazy lady.
It was like she never got asked, and she was
no,
like,
yeah.
Let me ask this dude.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and so I was like, well, I'm not paying $70 for a ticket to prom, and, like, renting a tux or, like, a suit or whatever is, like, $150, but I'm not doing that. And
she's like, $70 to go to your prom?
Yeah.
What a weird number.
I know.
Just
dude.
Make it $50.
No, they won't. They can't. It's a West Valley school, dude. They're like, weird. We need the extra.
They're like, yeah. You could donate the rest. Yeah, I'm sure.
It was at the Renaissance Hotel at Westgate. Ooh. Just got built, dude. They haven't even broken in yet.
Damn, bro, we broke that bitch in.
Put that bitch on fire. Just kidding. And then so she paid for my ticket and my tux rental. Right?
She paid?
She paid. And I drove.
You haven't changed.
No, it gets way worse, dude. It gets so much worse. I drove us to prom, and then I left with my ex-girlfriend.
How long were you at the prom, though?
Oh, the whole time.
And then you just said, okay, thanks. And you left?
I didn't even say thanks. I didn't even tell her I was leaving. Oh, I just wasn't there anymore.
Oh, no. What happened to this person?
Don't know. She moved to South Carolina or something.
Oof, that's what did it.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
Yeah, she was destined to be left,
I'm
dude.
Getting ditched at prom. I don't deserve
I'm
to live in
I'm going somewhere where I'm valued.
Yeah.
I don't need this.
I can get a man with a pickup. That's all she needs, bro.
Yeah, dude. School dances. What a time, man. I mean, I literally remember, like, Chingy just blaring through my ears, bro. Dude. But I can't fucking wait to get there.
Yeah.
And I went to prom. I wore a hat.
It is a weird energy.
I wore a flat-billed Diamondbacks hat.
Of course you did. Of course you did. It's a weird energy to have, like, a fucking school dance.
Yeah.
Because it's like we're getting these kids ready to go to the club.
Dude.
Essentially is what they're doing. So it's like a fucking, like, yeah, we're all going to freak on each other. You want a drink? And you have to go, like, wait in line to get a drink. Yeah. It's like a weird, like.
You like punch, bitch?
It's like a Fisher Price club.
Dude.
It's weird.
Like KB club.
Yeah. I mean, dude, and at my school, well, I told you, in seventh grade, a girl got pregnant. So, like, at my school, everybody was fucking already.
Yeah.
So, like, a school dance was, like, the least of their worries.
Dude, school dance was foreplay.
Yeah.
In eighth grade. Like, everyone, like, we're going home with each other.
Yeah.
You're 12. Like,
I'm going to go bang in my dad's truck. It's basically what went down. Nah.
First time I ever got hit was in a truck.
Okay. How did that go?
Whatever, man. Honestly.
A truck is tough to get hit in. You can't lean back.
Yeah.
You
know, it was a back seat. It was a big truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm 5'7 on 5'8 with my Air Maxes on, dude. You know what I mean? So, you know, I fit back there.
Tall as fuck with these Maxes on,
yeah,
boy.
I'm towering, boy. Jessica, I swear to God, she hit a fucking growth spurt, dude.
She's taller
than me? She was like, well, she's been like a half inch, an inch taller than me, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But, dude, I was like, I had to, like, lift my chin a little bit the other night. I'm like, bitch, you still growing?
You're stand up straight and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened? I'm going to need you to slouch for me, please.
Yeah. Can you fuck your posture up, please? Man. Shout out to Jessica.
Honestly, dude. I'm going to get real right. I'm just kidding. No, dude. You know when you know it's good, dog, is when you cry more for can't believing how fucking good something is than you cry for, like, wishing it was different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had that ratio before.
2 years ago, you were crying because you wanted to die.
Dude. 2 years? Last winter, dude. Every time it gets too cold without someone to call, I love.
Without a warm, breathing body, you're
dude,
like.
They're like, who would really miss me? You know?
You make a list.
Yeah.
It's two people deep. Yeah. Mom, dad. Dad.
Jessica? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, all right.
Yeah, dude. I mean, says before, man, but I couldn't kill myself with my mom alive still.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way, man.
Do her the favor.
I'll let you die first.
Putting that off. Yeah.
And not saying I will. I had this conversation a lot in front of my girlfriend, dude, and she gets real uncomfortable with how set in stone I am. I told her if I lost a limb, I'd kill myself. And she's like, what the fuck is wrong
with
you?
Any limb?
Yeah.
No. And like, what is the extent of a limb?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey, we have Stephanie Phillips in the building.
Yeah.
Manager of House of Comedy. Great people.
Yeah, good people.
Good peeps. How was the night, Stephanie?
So good.
Fuck yeah.
Good.
Fuck yeah.
Good.
We just got a so good.
Yeah.
We just got a so good from the boss.
Yeah. Big boss lady. Which limb, though? Does it matter? Like,
no,
what limb?
Dude. Listen, but then I have
perfect. And, like, what is a limb? You're like, just your hand?
No.
Or
a
like
limb,
a
I
whole,
said.
Like arm, like from shoulder
if
down.
If I can't get a bionic on it, I'm out of here.
Ooh, a bionic arm?
If it's above my second joint, I'm killing myself.
Yeah.
If I mean, lose an arm, dude, that's it. There's so many things I can't do, and there's so many things I have to relearn with one arm.
Would
I'm
you
not
rather
doing it.
Lose an arm or a leg?
It doesn't matter because I'm done.
Either way, you're jumping off the roof?
I'm not jumping. I'm making a mess, dude. If I have three limbs,
it's
going to be
out.
A story that someone's going to tell for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck myself up.
You know, I think it depends on what limb,
all
though.
All four limbs, dude? I'm just maybe – I thought about this a lot.
Lieutenant Dan? If you're Lieutenant Dan.
Dude, dude, if I'm fucking Lieutenant Danning it,
yeah.
It's either – I mean it's one or three options. I'm drowning myself, which seems like the easiest option.
Yeah.
People always say, like, you couldn't do it or, like, whatever. Like, you don't understand – like, all you have to do is keep swimming down until you ran out of breath.
That's easy without
and
limbs.
Then you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, maybe 15. I mean, that's at the most, dude. 15 seconds of panic at the most. And your life is out and you're gone. Blackout forever.
Okay.
Right? Or, dude, I've always thought that it was kind of peaceful. Maybe just, like, the hose in the car. Hose in the window.
Oh,
just turn on some fucking Frank Ocean. You know what I mean?
And just go to sleep.
Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. By the time you hit fucking pink and white, you might be out. Yeah. Depending
white,
on how.
White Ferrari.
Dude, but you know, I got a dead? 4-cylinder, so I might make it all the way to fucking. Yeah, I might make it all the way to the Godspeed.
You fucking. That's the test. It's like, if I can survive this and you get to the end of the album, it's like, well, you know what? Life is worth living.
Honestly, if killing yourself via auto asphyxiation, not autoerotic, but automobile asphyxiation, if the Frank Ocean album outlasts that,
yeah,
you know what? Maybe that's what I'll do.
Is that that's the test?
I'll put it in Frank's hands. I'm all right. I have two separate letters. One if I died, and one that if I lived. I'm still sending the one if I lived to Frank. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna let you know the length of your Blonde album.
That's your Stan.
Yeah. Dear Frank, I wrote you last week, but I'm straight, so you don't really reply to me.
Yeah. The fucking carbon monoxide didn't kill me. Truly yours, Bubba.
It's like, it sounds like a regular letter. Yeah. None of this rhymes.
You don't even read them. He's like, his assistant's reading it. He's like, wow, another crazy person.
Oh, a letter from a guy named Bubba? Probably racist, dude. Like, Frank's heard enough from Bubba. From Bubba's in the world, dude. Let's just give him a break.
Yeah, let's give Frank some fucking, what is it, flack, sack, slack?
Both. He'll be happy with both, actually. Some slack and some sack. Give him a break and a fucking just a ball, just a couple of balls, like good ones though. You know, I'm just not obviously gay guys don't just suck all balls. I want to give him Frank balls that he would enjoy.
Proportion nuts.
Yeah, maybe that's not his thing, but you know what? If it is, I'm not there for
him. Is that anyone's thing? Nuts?
I don't know. Dude, listen to me.
Man or male or female?
People putting their
dick. Like, wow, your nuts are beautiful. Like,
I bet you there is.
That's such a weird.
You know what? If you sucked a bunch of dick and have come across like a bunch of different nuts, I'm sure there's a level of appreciation for
a good
some kind.
I guess.
You know?
It'd be,
Like, you know when you're like.
Think they like pull it on and they go, oh, thank God. You got good nuts.
Dude, you got 22-year-old nut sack that's like really just high and just like tight.
Yeah.
And you're getting head, dude. Maybe like it like pushes against their chin a little bit.
And they like it?
But as soon as you turn 30. you get that slight hang, that like little like fucking quarter pipe between dick and your sack. And you know what I mean? And it's just, it's almost like it's almost made for the chin at that when you're 30.
It's a chin rest.
It loosens up just enough so it looks like, it feels like you're putting your fucking chin right into a wet satin sheet.
Like a face mask. It's like you can wear my dick like a face mask.
You're like aloe vera, baby. Yeah. So I think there's something to be appreciated about a ball sack. Probably.
I mean, if you're around them enough.
Now, can I say something?
Tell me.
They're not a current sponsor, so I'll talk freely about Manscaped.
Okay.
Now, I've had my lawnmower 2.0 for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, ergo the 0.0,
yeah.
2.
Yeah, yeah.
For a while.
Uh-huh.
I cut my ball sack trying to clean up.
I thought that's their whole thing.
I know. Now, when I said, dude... And it was like probably the third time me and Jessica were ever going to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like I had a scab on my ball sack.
Ooh, not a good look.
And I had to tell her right away, like, listen, I have.
It still had the fucking toilet paper wad shoved into me. Yeah.
No, dude, I just let it like fucking gauze mode, just whatever. It stick to my boxers.
Oof.
When it comes off, it's supposed to come off, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's their whole stick, so.
Yeah. Shh. Shtick.
Is it stick or stick?
It's shtick.
Oh, well,
it's fine, you know, dude. Sometimes you weren't born in America.
Yeah, I wasn't. Sometimes it's tough.
You were born on banana leaves and diesel fuel, dude.
I was, bro.
So banana leaves are big, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gigantic.
It's another rare candy cut.
Yeah.
Dude, we talked about that on Rare Candy, right?
No. About virginity story?
I mean, we got about 10 more minutes of whatever you want to say.
Okay.
If you want to give the crowd some heat, maybe you should just talk about how you lost your virginity, dude. And spare no detail because I will correct you.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you love this.
The floor is yours, dude.
Okay. I mean, I used to go to Mexico. I mean, you've known this. I went to Mexico 2 or 3 times a year with my dad. And where he's from, it's like Gulf of Mexico, almost Cancun, jungle Mexico, right?
Veracruz.
And we would go and... Where he's at is such a small population. So
is it a village? Would you say it's a village?
Yeah, I would say there's like 4 villages nearby, and each village has maybe 200 people, maybe 100 people.
Okay,
somewhere in there.
Okay,
so they could not afford to go to the club every weekend. So they had this thing called antros, and it would come to them. It was like
a traveling club.
It was like a fucking dance party. So they would put speakers out. A DJ would come. They'd have a dance floor. Oh, it was a good time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a great time.
That makes the story a little less sad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was in a party setting.
Oh, I mean, I busted. It's not sad. So
how old were you?
I was 14.
Okay. Yeah.
And this is the summer before freshman year. So I was going into high school. And the 4 villages, every weekend, the club travels to a different village, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Fiesta on wheels.
Yeah.
So one might say.
My family was in La Reforma. This weekend was in La Defensa. The club was in La Defensa. And like, for some reason, our village, the village that my dad's from, has beef with...
La Defensa.
With La Defensa.
La Defense?
Yeah. The defense.
I got a bunch of fucking buff assholes out there, dude. Bro.
And, like, they would fight at,
the women fight in this village.
Bro, they would fight at soccer games. And, like, dude, we'd be at soccer games between villages, and they start throwing river rocks at each other. Whoa. Yeah, it's insane.
The smooth ones?
Yeah, the big ass. Like, it's, like, 10 pounds, and they're fucking shock-putting them at each other. And so I was drinking, you know, I was 14, slamming beers, and I'm faded. I'm dancing with this girl who I thought was she was a girl. She's just more of a woman than a girl, right?
No, so say woman then.
She's a woman, but
she was.
I was horned up.
Maybe she was 30 plus, but in the jungle, she was about 19.
No, well, she told me she was 28, so.
Okay.
So you add 6 years to that.
Minimum, dude. A woman of the jungle, you add 6.
Yeah, bro, and you know, girls don't shave. Nothing out there.
Right.
Not even their legs.
That's fine. So, I back it.
And they're walking around barefoot, like, it's... It's wild out there.
Yeah, you got fucked by Mowgli, dude. Yeah.
She gave me the best
Mowgli.
She gave me the best hand job with a foot I've ever had in my life.
You have any bananas I've opened with these hands?
So we're dancing.
My best
whole
friend's
night.
A fucking hungry bear, dude. I get down.
Yeah. She fucking takes off a banana leaf and flies home.
Yeah.
She kept saying regálame tus ojos, which means give me your eyes. Gift me your eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So we're dancing, whatever. I'm like, I'm 14.
Fully
I'm,
bricked.
Bro, brick house now, just bricked up.
Yeah, that boner was sponsored by Home Depot, dude.
Oh, dude, it was
strong
like
strong foundation.
It was one of those where I was like, ow. Like,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I've had a few of those in my life where it's like, this is actually kind of a problem.
Oh yeah, I need to get rid of this thing as fast as I can. So she goes, oh, we say, oh, come outside, I want to talk to you. We go in the parking lot, the banana orchard.
Okay, but okay, hold on though. When you say parking lot, what is that?
There's
it's
like
not paved.
It's not paved.
No,
there's
all
not
dirt.
Even gravel. Yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's like dirt,
jungle ground.
Yeah, yeah. And there's banana leaves or banana trees and like some orange trees, a mango tree. That's like
that's so tight.
A lot of trees.
Very romantic.
I guess. A lot of mosquitoes.
You got fucked by Mowgli in a Mexican orchard, dude.
Basically, bro. She goes. Regálame tus ojos. She kept saying that shit. We're talking the whole time. Her name was Ana Rosa. Shouts out to Ana Rosa.
Dude, big shouts. Probably not a real name.
Made me a man. Oh, that's her name.
Oh, okay.
She'll never hear this.
There's no stage names, right?
No.
Not in the jungle?
No. Yeah. That's her name. Yeah. we're at the truck, my cousin's truck. She starts kissing me, and all I can remember is her mouth tastes like cigarettes. I was like, oh, this is kind of gross. Still bricked up.
Oh, yeah.
Still, you know, trying to get my, yeah, you know, dude. Trying to get my dick wet. I'm a 14-year-old boy.
Were you trying or you just couldn't believe what was happening in the
I was
moment?
Trying, but I didn't know how to try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, I'm down to go as far as this goes. Is essentially what was going down.
Yeah.
She takes me to the back. She puts the condom on.
Okay, but before that, what happens?
Well, she's like talking to me. She's like kissing me. Her mouth, I mean, it tastes like an ashtray. It was disgusting.
Did she bite your lip, dude?
She was biting my lip. She kept biting my ear.
It's hot.
It's hot, but it's also not hot, like when you don't know the person.
And post-dance, dude.
Post, and we're both
sweaty. A sweaty rear ear.
Oh, and then like jungle sweat. Like we're in the jungle dancing. It's, you
off
know what I mean?
That sangria,
like,
dude.
Yes. Yeah. I was the only one with shoes on. Put it to you that way.
Yeah. What kind? Fila?
No, I think I had Adidas. Fucking Sambas.
Adidas.
She takes me. We start making out. And I mean, the nastiest cigarette breath I've ever smelled in my life. She goes, we should go for a walk. I'm like, all right. I was like, I'm down.
Okay.
Bricked up. I've been bricked up for 3 hours. Okay?
Yeah, dude. Your dick's getting tired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My dick ran a half K.
It's like a strong man marathon. Boulder hold.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, please.
Yeah.
Somebody release me.
Yeah. Either she does it, you do it, or we do it.
I'm going to jack off in the jungle, dude, if you don't make me bust soon. Yeah.
She takes me out. She puts the condom on me. We do our. She puts it on me.
Are you standing up at this point when she puts it on?
Yeah, we're leaning against the tree.
She put a standing up condom on you?
Yeah, I was standing.
Okay.
I didn't know how to fuck. So I lay down on the ground.
Okay.
There's like leaves, all kind of shrubbery.
Uh-huh.
I lay down. She does her thing.
But you're skipping fucking details, Peter.
No, there is no details.
Did she not? Take multiple banana leaves and lay them on the ground.
Yes. No, there was already banana leaves on the ground.
But she picked the spot?
Yeah. She's like,
this would be the most comfortable ground to fuck on in the jungle.
She had been in that orchard before. Like, okay. She knew what she
Oh, yeah. This is her normal spot.
Yeah.
Dude.
She's like, this is my spot.
Yeah.
She's like,
it's like a fucking old couch that's been sat in for a long time. You're like, this feels comfortable for leaves.
Yeah. It was literally like a gorilla's nest.
Yeah.
She lays me down.
Yeah.
She does, I mean, literally took 10 seconds.
Softly, or did she throw you down?
I mean,
or did she snap at
no,
you?
No, she told me. She's like, acuéstate. She's like, lay down.
She told you.
Yeah. She's like, acuéstate.
Smiling or no?
Yeah. Yeah. She was being
hot.
Cute.
Okay.
Yeah. She, you know what I mean? She knew I was not experienced. Like,
yeah.
Obviously.
She was having fun.
I was making out with her, and it was all tongue. You know what I thought? Like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Right? Lays me down, does her thing, gets on top. I busted in, like, I don't know, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? First time I ever felt a box. We get up. Clean up. We walk outside.
Clean up? What do you mean?
Well, there's fucking dirt on my ass cheeks and shit from like from laying down on the grass.
You got a fucking Xerox copy of your ass on the banana leaf.
Yeah, I gotta like dust my ass
making
off.
Hoe angels. In the fucking
yeah. It's like my fucking ass cheeks are it's like a little ridge where my ass cheeks meet.
And you got that 14-year-old ass that just V's out. Just V's at the bottom for no reason. Like, how do I get rid of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we come out. All my cousins are there.
Yeah.
Huicho, Luis, Antonio.
Huicho, that's sick. So if I ever have to switch my nickname for whatever reason, that's my nickname.
Huicho?
Huicho.
Shouts out to Huicho, bro.
Coming to the stage, Huicho.
Yeah, he's a fucking big rig driver in Mexico now. So he's addicted to meth. Shouts
so he works for the cartel then?
Probably.
Big rig driver in Mexico, addicted to drugs freely. He's protected.
Good time, though. Great time.
Honestly.
We'd get hammered together, and he would speak perfect English. It was weird.
If you can catch someone hour two or three on a what will be a meth binge, not that bad of a guy to have around.
It's basically Adderall.
You can talk him into a lot of shit, dude.
Bro, and they will say anything. He knew English. He knew English. When he'd get faded,
he got Rosetta Stone.
It was weird. I was like,
on the Walkman.
I mean, the thickest accent, but like, I was like, wow, you're speaking English. Am I fucked up? Are you fucked up? Are you both fucked up?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we stumble out of this fucking banana patch, and all my cousins are like, yeah, high fiving me. Yeah, you're a man now. And they go, and then basically they all tell me that they've all banged her.
Damn.
Like, she basically made a man out of everyone in the family.
She's a fucking virginity vengeance, dude.
Yeah.
She's out. She's collecting them like fucking like coins like my dad collects.
I mean, come back the next year. She's pregnant. I'm 14, so I'm scared. Everyone's like, oh, that's your baby. That's your baby. It was longer than 9 months. It was like.
But your 14-year-old mind 14, doesn't.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to be a dad
what
now.
What trimester is she in? Like, you don't even know that word yet,
I took her
dude.
Flowers. Yeah. I was like.
And you're going to be a 15-year-old dad, so you're right on track for Hispanic.
Like, yeah, exactly. I was like, this is the way of the world. I was like, yeah, seen it.
I might have to stay here now.
Yeah. That's what I literally was like, I'm going to have to stay here and raise this kid.
Would you stay and raise him? Or would you be like, dude, I live in America, dude. I'm never coming back here. Because they can't, like, export charge you for, like, is there child support services in Mexico, dude? Bro, I don't know these things.
When your banking system literally counts beans. There is no, like, kind of paperwork or anything like that, dude.
Goddamn, that's a hot story.
I mean, it was great.
Not hot, it's like sexual, that's a heater, dude. Oh, I mean, bro. I still
shouts
am.
Out to Ana Rosa.
I'm upset, dude. I've been telling you year after year. You need to talk about this on stage, dude.
I mean,
everyone.
I didn't know it was weird until like everyone's like, yeah, no one's lost their virginity like that.
It's not weird as in like, because weird does have a negative. It's not normal. It's not a normal circumstance, dude.
Like, yeah, but that's nothing. Like the day before, I was hunting armadillo and eating iguana. Like that's just like how life is down there. So I was like, oh, this is just what
offer these fucking. Depleted whites a new perspective, dude, out here. Like, you think you have a bad dude and wake up and you have no Keurig cups?
Oh, you know what I mean? Bro, when you gotta boil water to dump into a bigger bucket to take a bath.
Imagine your dad thinking you only need one canteen for a 3-day hunting trip and you're only hunting reptile.
No, oh, and honestly, delicious.
I bet.
Iguana is so good.
Is it actually?
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Skin on?
No. No, you fucking yank the hide off or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And then you can fry it up, barbecue it. I've had it in soup.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it all kinds of ways. It's like a cleaner chicken. It's like chicken texture, but like
it's like
a vegetable flavor almost.
It's probably just like any other weird animal that's like cooked. Like I had alligator one time and it was fried alligator. It just tasted like a chicken nugget.
Yeah.
There's not really a whole bunch of difference, but then I looked at it and it was gray.
It's a mental thing.
It was like, I don't know.
I mean,
went to Gatorland in Florida, dude.
What was that like?
Pretty sketchy, man.
Yeah, they're feeding alligators.
We have a
getting
picture.
Them all riled up around these people walking
dude,
around.
They have this thing where it's like feeding time and you can take a picture with these alligators.
During feeding time?
Dude,
the worst time to take
dog,
a picture.
I'm telling you right now, you just don't know how many alligators are in there because like some of them are underwater, some of them are chilling in there. There's like a photo op that you can do. Like when you're there, it's like $20, and the gators know when it's time to eat, dude. And they're all like on the shore or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And this dude has a bucket of meat, right? That he's gonna eventually feed these gators, but these gators get close.
Fuck that.
So you can take a picture with him, and he draws a line in the sand, and he's like, "Don't go behind this line, and don't look behind you." And I was like, what the fuck? You know, like, it was not encouraging at all.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So me and my mom take the picture of the photo, like, picture, ha, ha. And he's like, okay. And I turn around, do the gator. I swear to God, I was like, from me to the door. Just could have just, like, lunged like once feet. And got my leg.
Oh,
and I would have killed myself.
Nah.
Yeah. This has been the Hella Tired Podcast. Peter, I fucking love you, dog.
I love you, bro.
Thank you for coming back on, dude.
Good shit, dude. Thanks and, for having me.
Everybody, keep an eye out for more episodes of the Hella Tired Podcast, releasing a little more frequently. It won't be every week until a while, but I'm definitely going to do once a month at least. And then me and Peter are going to do a little Rare Candy, dude.
Yeah, a little Rare Candy
gonna find
episode.
We're going to find a way to do it by ourselves. One camera, no editing. It has to be easy, but
just
it will
raw,
be. But
raw. Me,
this fucking tag team partnership will never end, dude.
Hell no.
I fucking love you, man. Anything to plug? You got a new podcast coming out soon.
I do got a new podcast coming out, and it's not set up yet, but stay tuned.
It's coming, though.
It's coming. Next month or mm-hmm. so, it'll be active.
Make sure you follow Pete at Fresh Horseradish on Instagram, and if you like vintage clothing, if you want to get your vintage drip on, make sure you go up to Loop Vintage Phoenix. If you're listening to this at anything, just check the description. It'll be tagged in there. I have two of my most favorite articles of clothing I have in my life from this man.
Yeah.
One is an unnamed snow jacket, and one is probably the freshest Olympics. Jacket I've ever. Just check the fucking Instagram, dude. You
Please.
See, you see, anytime you see me dripping out there, it's because of Peter.
Shouts out.
Okay. Yeah, and if you listen to this, Budzapalooza, I think probably be like the most appropriate thing to promote. If you're at Budzapalooza this year in Phoenix, Arizona, there will be a comedy stage. Comedy starts at 8 o'clock on that Saturday for Budzapalooza. Come by, get some laughs.
When is it?
April 16th, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. In again, Arizona. If you live in Arizona, you smoke weed at all, you know what it is.
You'll be
and,
there.
Yeah, it was fun last year. Come back out, bunch of free weed, cool stuff. But dude, this has been another episode of the Hella Tired Podcast. I fucking love all y'all. Deuces.